You don't call a gathering of God unless you have something further for them. This is a gathering that you've called, Lord. We come together in thy name, Lord, and we are sure, Father, that you are going to be in our midst. You've been in our midst even in the worship when we sang, Lord God, songs. Now, Father, we pray, because it's your meeting, Lord, that you take over. But, Lord God, you speak to the hearts of the people, Father. Let every man's, every words of a man be a lie, Lord God. But let thy word, and only thy word, proceed forth, Father, to go to the hearts of the children, Lord. We commit everybody, Father, to you. Commit every heart to you now. Pray that you speak to the people now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. So, I'm sorry, Brother Michael. This is the second one. I put the first one, but I forgot to put the scriptures there. So I added the scripture and sent it again. So the second one is right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you. So I'm going to try to speak slowly, Sister Edith, so that you can hear. I know my accent is bad, but I'll try my best to speak slowly so that the words will come out right. Now, this is something that I don't know, because this is something that we've looked at. I don't know why it was necessary to come back with it. I don't know, but I'm feeling like there are some other things that I'm seeing that maybe I've not seen before. And therefore, I was not ashamed to bring it again, though I've brought it before. And I remember dwelling on it for quite some few days sometimes. But now, I don't know. I'm seeing some few things on it, and I'm seeing some other inroads like that. I just want to bring it again. So you bear with me for that. This is about the 1 Thessalonians 4:16. You can read the whole scripture. It talks about the rapture. That's where everybody goes to talk about the rapture. That's where we get the idea that we are going to the rapture. There are other scriptures, but the most open one is this one.
Yeah.
Of the 1 Thessalonians 4, from verse 13 to 17. That is the place where people go and talk about the rapture. That's where, of course, the prophet, when he preached the book Rapture, he went to Psalms, mm-hmm. that our body going to be hid until the danger goes, something like that. But now he dwelled very much on 1 Thessalonians. He really talked about 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16. He talked about that in that whole book. So, I feel like that is where he really explained what the rapture is. That is how, when he revealed what the word rapture, because we don't have the word rapture in the Bible. He said we don't have the word rapture in the Bible. What we have in the Bible for rapture, where we talk about the rapture, is being caught up.
Yeah.
That's what he said, is
yeah.
being caught up.
Yeah.
Being caught up is what is taken by the people and the theologians as the rapture. He doesn't dispute it. He does not, the prophet does not dispute it. But he says it's the rapture. That rapture is being caught up. And now, until then, I really didn't understand what that meant, until then. Because you see, the word caught up is not a word. It's not a word. It's kind of, is it called an idiom? It's not kind of, there are two, there, I've forgotten my English a bit. But there are two words there, but meaning one thing. Caught up is being caught up. It's not flying away.
Right.
I think being caught up, when the word there is up, people think it's up. But he also down there, he says, to make it really like to confirm that is up. He's talking about going up for people now. I'm talking about what confuses people. Down there, he talks about in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And down there, I think that is 15. And then he says, 16. And then he says, skies. He's in the cloud, caught up in the cloud, and in the skies. So now that caught up of the people, of the translation of the people, they think he means up. But he said that word means rapture. Rapture, it means revelation. You got to go to the, you got to go with the terminologies of the prophet. You got to go by what he translates to me. What, when he interprets it, just hold to your thinking until he interprets it. When he interprets it, now you drop your thinking, now you take his. How much you know English? Take his now from there. So that's as simple as that. That the rapture, that being caught up, is a revelation. So what is it? Actually, is being caught up with the revelation of the word. That's being caught up with the full revelation of the word. And that's exactly like that. But now, he dwelt very much on the three things, and I think I'm just gonna go there, and I have very few quotes, so it will be a very short, I hope it's gonna be a very short sermon. Now, the three sounds of the Thessalonians 14. Now, let's read it. The first thing, and I've tried to make it so that you can see what I'm talking about. Very small titles there. I usually put them in purple, but this time I forgot and I put them in red. So, small titles, subtitles. Now, I'm going to first of all read the scriptures. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. With a shout. Now, one time I brought what that is, and I may come with it if the Lord leads me to that. I would like to dwell on that a bit. What is a shout? But why I call them sounds here, if you look at them, they are all sounds. Shout is a sound. A voice is a sound. That's why I call them sounds. Okay. Heaven with a shout. With the voice of archangel, that's also a sound. And then he goes, and with a trumpet, that's also a sound.
Amen.
All those are sounds. So that's why I call them the three sounds. A trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. When that happens, this is a kind of two dashes there, and then the dead in Christ shall rise first. In other words, the shout, the voice, and the trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise first as he's coming. Now, the coming of the Lord is a bit tricky. Because I have a picture here. Maybe we can look at it on Sunday. I have a picture here that he leaves heaven. He leaves heaven. I'm going to read a quote that shows something like that. He leaves heaven. He's coming down. He leaves heaven. When he leaves heaven, things are happening here on earth. I'm going to read some quotes on that. Things are happening here on earth. And he says that he doesn't come to the earth. And they're coming to the earth, he says, is appear. He doesn't appear until these things happen. And he's gonna give some stages there. As he comes down, this is what's gonna happen. So very many people take this to be like when he comes here on earth. But I'm gonna show you, or show with the scriptures, that's what I want to do tonight, to show you that these three things don't happen here in the third pool. The third pool is his coming. The third pool, he's here. They don't happen there. They don't happen now. But now there's a confusion. Because when they're happening, the third pool is happening. The third pool is happening. That's very confusing. That's a bit confusing. The third pool is happening. But the third pool is happening in the second pool. That's a bit confusing. I think I mentioned that sometimes here. I said, what was the second? Let's look at it before we come to it. What was the second pool, by the way? What is the second pool? By the way, what are these pools, Atom? What are pools? You know, we speak like, it's the same language like we speak here. It's a pool. It's pulling you.
Yeah.
God was pulling you. God was pulling people. So the first pool was healing. Healing was actually calling you to come. Or was calling people to come. They come to see that somebody from the bruise has eyes. Somebody from the bruise now, because God has spoken, prayed, somebody has prayed, he has a leg that he have. He can now throw his crutches. Now to come and see that, then goes to the next step. To show who this man is. Who is doing this. Now you've been called, you've come. I like being simple, brothers. And you bear with me. I like being very simple because I don't understand very many things. People talk very deeply, I don't understand. So I just want to be simple. So when you've come now, you've come now. I'm talking about the pool. Salam. When you come now, Atam, you're here. You're here now. You've come to see. Hiya. Hiya. Oh, yes. I can see. And marveled. You're marveled that somebody has happened like that. Now, that person who is doing those things, that's why he went to the cave. When he went to the cave, he was told, nothing will stand before you. Nothing will stand before you. When that happens now, and you come to see God doing something with that a single man doing all that, you talk about healing. It's never happened like he did, like God did him. That was how Boaz was, the prophet said, Boaz was a veteran in praying for the sick. But it never happened like it happened. It was outstanding. It was something special. It was something that was different from any other. And even Boaz looked at him and said, wow. And after even Brother Abraham saying, this is a great man. He called him Papa. He used to do those things before Brother Branham was even born. I mean, I don't know born, but because he was an old man. But when he had not even, Brother Branham had not even started his ministry. But when he saw him, he looked at him and said, wow. Because of the hearings, he said, wow. This is the great ocean. That is God himself. But a cup or a spoon of that water in this. This is the same. He said, you look at Brother Ram, he said, this is the same. It's the same God that is doing that. This is a piece of him here on earth. He became that. It was a great thing here on earth. Then after people come to see, I know I'm talking to young people, maybe some of them listening in, and they need to understand when we talk about the pool, sometimes, you know, they don't even understand who the pools are. Okay? Now, the second pool was, you have come to see. You have come to see this man doing that. Then the second pool is, he's here. That man is here. He reads your mind. He reads your mind. One man. That's one man reading your mind. And this is Noah. When he did that the first time, when he was here on earth, he read the minds of that Samaritan woman. And the prophet says, that second pool had never happened to nobody else except a Samaritan and a Jew. That's what he said. It didn't happen before to other people. It happened to a Samaritan and a Jew. Because he had actually come to them. We didn't know God. The Gentile didn't know God. So here he is. He revealed to him, to this Samaritan woman. And he reads his mind. He says, what is the secret of the heart? He reads the secret of the heart of this woman. And he says, when the Messiah comes, will he not do these things? And he ran to the city and called, come and see a man who has told me, could he be the Messiah? Now it was a sign to identify a Messiah, the Messiah. But I'm asking a question, who was the Messiah? Messiah was God, listen, not another God. Not another God coming in the body, no. God in one man. He recognized that this was God in one man. Not another God. No. When we come to the Zadi pool, it is not that the Zadi pool will be another God. No. It's the same God of the Zadi pool. Same God of the Zadi pool. Now in one man. Standing before people. Now you can answer the question. Why did he call? And I looked at that and it's just plain. Why he called it the Zadi pool. When he talked to Hattie and saved his children. He called that Zadipur. Zadipur had not come. According, and I don't have that quote here. But according to paragraph 6, that is something. 6, that is something of Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The prophet says, this is the end of the second pool. And now we are entering into the Zadipur. So this was all this time was the second pool. But 1958, he said, and even 1964, he said, the salvation of the children of Hattie, which happened before 1963, was that pool. Making those squeals was that pool. I hope you can see that. Don't be confused. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's one God. It's God. It's God in a man. That who is God himself on earth. God himself now using many things, many coming to you, and I'm going to bring a quote like that maybe. Going to you, many men, but people, that is what he says. It is actually God in many men, but people. That's the Ladipo. Ladipo now, that God that was in Brother Branham, listen very well, that God that now was in Brother Branham, now he's not going to stay in one man.
Amen.
He's now going to pour himself. And from 1963 to when he died, it was God, pour that God. There are not two gods, but eternal God in William Murray Branham. Now was pouring himself, kenos, use the word kenos, was pouring himself to individuals now. Now you, where he's poured himself, now can do just like he did. You're going to create excuse again. Now there will be many people now from here, the Zadipu, who can create excuse just like he did. Just like that one man did. You remember when he got Nathaniel? When he got Nathaniel, and Philip talked to Nathaniel, when Philip talked to Nathaniel, he came, come and see. And Nathaniel asked him, can anything good come from Nazareth? Is it Nazareth or something? No, Nazareth. He said, come and see. And he thought, you are an Israelite without God. He's, you've never seen me. How do you call me an Israelite? How did you know that? He was told, before Philip talked to you at the lat, sycamore tree over there, I saw you. And from there he was, oh, this is the Messiah. This is God in one man. This is God in one man. Second pool is God in one man. I hope you can get that. I'll bring some quotes on that. Maybe that's not what I was trying to say. I mean to preach tonight. But I bring more of that so that you don't get confused when I say, when you see, it's like, God there is third pool and second pool. People are not. Now, that was the second pool. It's to realize. Oh, I was talking about the pools, I remember. But now, so God was talking to one man. God was using one man. God in one man called William Marion Branham. I'm going to read a quote that he waited. He waited. He could not do nothing. He wanted to see how it was. It was him in him, and he waited. He wanted to see what is this. And until it was confirmed, and he says, now it's confirmed. Now I know what it is. Now I know it now. I know what that who is now. Now I can speak. I can talk about it now. I can pour it. God used Brother Brand's mouth to pour it. Because what was it? It was God. It was not a body. It was not a human being coming in the skies. It was not like that. It was the Word. It was the Ladas. It was God speak. And I know I'm not. Am I confusing people? I don't know. It was the Vedas. It was God speaking. And it's the Word. So use that mouth of Brother Branham to pour it into you. To pour it into the brides. It was God pouring himself, kenos, into the people. God unveiling himself. Praise be to God. And you know something else. God the Vadipo. Listen now. God that Vadipo has never been unsealed since the sealing in the Garden of Eden. And I hope I'm not very, and I'm not trying to, it's not amazing. It's just simple. It's simple. What was in the Garden of Eden? Let's look at it. What was in the Garden of Eden? What was that tree in the Garden of Eden? We all know it was Jesus Christ. But who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ? It's the Word. What was sealed? What was covered by the cherubims and the sword of fire? What was covered there? It was Jesus that was covered there. Listen, it was never unseen until the Vadipo. When the seals were open and the cherubims that had come, and the cherubims that had covered it called you, come and see. Now it's open. That's right. Now come and see. Come and see. They opened it. And the prophet comes and says, and the sword of fire that was there to prevent the people from coming, it's now sheathed. Now people can come to this word that was sealed. Come and eat it. In the Garden of Eden, when it was sealed, you cannot come and eat it. There was people even didn't know it. After it was sealed, people didn't know it. That's why there's so much ignorance. It was ignorance. People cannot know it. It's covered. Until when it was, who is worthy to come and open it? Who is worthy to come and open it? It's only him. And he opened it. Now you people can come and eat. I hope you can understand that. But only that you eating the word is the opening of the word. You eating that word is the opening of the word. That is that food. Now I lost my train. I lost my train of right. I lost my trail. Now look here. We were on the second pool. So that's it. We look at the first pool. Is that right? The third pool. Now the second pool. Is that right? What is the second pool? Second pool is to prove the man who was hearing here. The man who was sitting here, God has tabernacled in him. God comes and tabernacles in that man. Can you see that? Tabernacles in that man. When he has tabernacled in that man now, he has proved to the people who come to see the healing. Now he's tabernacled in him. And now in him, they realize this is God. This is God. Now if he speaks, we are sure it's not Brother Branham. God has made them. God does not bring judgment before a warning. God has what? That's why this world, I don't know, I think I was speaking to Dad the other day, and he was saying, he reminded me of the prophet saying that if God and Brother Don has come with very well with the insanity of this world, the prophet said, if God does not come and destroy this, he's opposed. Because those people that he banned in the Sodom and Gomorrah are not as good, are not as bad as these people of this age. If he doesn't come and destroy, you might think that I want destruction. No, I don't. But if he doesn't do it, then he's an unfair God. He's an unfair God. Because this is worse than that. If he can allow it to go on. Praise be to God. He's so bad, he's so dirty. So now. God has brought a warning. In the midst of all that, he has brought a warning. He brought somebody. He called the people. Crowds and crowds come. People traveled from far. Every disease was discerned and healed. Brothers. He traveled the world 7 times. He did all he could on earth. God has brought a warning. He's calling people. He could not have, listen, brothers, God could not have called the children of Israel without a sign, without proving to them. Take these two signs. If you prove to them, even to the Egyptians, if you prove before I destroy, if you prove to everybody, it's me. And nobody would defeat those signs. They tried, they could not. He proved it was him. Now whoever didn't go by what he saw, what God brought, died without mercy. And before the destruction, God has to bring something. That people without doubt, this is God. This is God. Then you for sure this is God. Now God, after recognizing this is God in one man, during that, now he starts speaking with others. The problem with others is sometimes you even don't know what he's saying. What I mean is sometimes you don't even understand. Sometimes he says he said it because God told him to say it. So even himself cannot explain nothing. It's God talking. Like in a book called, and that's the one that comes very fast in my mind. You remember the one that in the book called The Feast of the Trumpet. He says, this is the first trumpet. He says, this is the second trumpet. And he comes to that, I think the first, and he says, because he's not the Bible, he's nowhere. It's him talking. He says, what I'm saying, if it's wrong, it's wrong. But why I'm saying, in other words, he also don't know why he's saying it. He says, if it's wrong, it's wrong. But why I'm saying it is, he who has shown you, has proved that he is God, is the one who is telling me to say it. That's why I'm saying it. He's God. He's God. Now, you can take it. Like those people that It came to, and I like using that. It's Brother Don who gave me that, and I love it. Very long time ago, I really love it. You know, these people, there were very many disciples, and those disciples were given something. You must eat my flesh, and you must drink my blood. And says, we don't want to do that. And they ran away. They all ran away, and the 12 were left with Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ told them, "Do you also want to go? Do you also want to go?" And they said, they don't say this, but that was the truth. "We don't know what you're saying. We don't know how we're going to eat you. We don't know how we're going to eat, drink your blood. Yeah. But there's something here we have discovered. You, it's proven to us that you are God. You are master. Where else? You are the," because see, this, why I'm saying they said it's God. Because they said, you are the one who has eternal. Who else has done nothing except God? You know, I discovered this is God. He says, whether we understand or don't understand, where else do we go? Where else do we, there's something we are. That's me, brothers. It is that the pool. Some of the things I look at it, you don't find them in the Bible. They're not where. But I spoke at them. God, and he proved to me before he spoke, he proved to me who I am. He's standing there and telling me those things. Where else do I go? Where do I, the meaning of the Bible, they talk about, and I listen to very many people talk about the Bible and things like that. And you know, and they're very good talkers, public speakers, who really can give you a lot of wisdom. And that's good. That's all right. That's all right. I don't deny that. But when it comes to God speaking, it's one mouth called William Marion Branham that he proved. He was the one. Praise be to God. And I know this is not much, but brothers, when that's how I come with the pool. And that's why I think the relationship, I call it the relationship between the second pool and the third pool. And again, if you think maybe you might not agree, please, brother, don't let me just write something for me, and I'll study and I'll look at it. But that's the way I see it. All right, now, let's go to this. Now, I want you to notice a great thing taking place here now. Don't miss this. See? Now, notice. The word, that's paragraph 129 of the rapture. Now, the word says here in 2 Thessalonians that there's three things. Notice, from the 13th verse to the 16th verse, there's three things that has to happen before the Lord. Listen. Mark that word, before. Mark that word. There are three things that has to happen. The word before. Look at the word. Before the Lord himself appears. That's before he appears. Okay. Mm-hmm. Quickly now, so you can close it. The first happens. Notice, shout, a voice, a trumpet. Let's read it now as we go. Right, see if that's right. See. For the Lord himself, he reads it, will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. Three things happens. Now he says, three things happens. A voice, a shout, a voice, a trumpet has to happen before Jesus appears. See now, a shout. Jesus does all three of them when he is descending. In other words, he's not come yet. That's the point that I point to the people. When these things are happening, he's not come yet. Now, the question is, what is then happening? What is happening? Because he's descending from heaven and he's doing those three things before he appears. I don't have time. I don't have the quotes here, but I would wish to say what they are. And maybe we're going to come up with them. This is, when do they happen? This is just that question. When do they happen? Now, he says, they happen before he appears. That's what he says. Now, before he appears. He does all those when he's descending from heaven. Now, that's what we're saying. Now, the descending is very interesting. Because he's descending and those things are happening. And people take that to be is the third coming. I don't know whether it's combined or not. I don't know the third coming. But this is the way I see it. This is the way I see it. That when he's coming, we meet him in the skies. But now there's the stepping on the sea and stepping on the land. That is Revelation 10. 1 to 4 or around there. He comes and steps on the earth, on the rod and on the... But at the same time, even when he's stepping on that, the prophet says that is Christ and nobody can be. And he's coming to the Jews, that is true. But he also taken the bride. I hope you can see that now. Now, in that, we are not... I also preached something to the Kenya group that's in the clouds. What is the clouds? I want you to take these three words now. The Bible talks about in the clouds. Now, the Bible also talks in the next sentence. That is Thessalonians 15. Thessalonians 4, 15. The next word is sky. Clouds in the sky. So it actually means to the people, to the mind, to the natural mind, it's in the sky, it's not on earth, it's here. Is that right? Is that right? Now, but the prophet comes in 1963, I think paragraph, I don't know, paragraph 180 something, 182, I think 186. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Then he says here, heavenly places. That's heaven. Heavenly places. He says, that means heavenly places. It's not heaven. He's not talking about heaven. He's talking about heavenly places. Heavenly places. In the sky, in what? When he comes down from heaven, he comes to a certain level and we meet him. That's how it feels. In another quote, who is this Melchizedek? He says, in the air. In other words, we are in the air. We are not here on earth. In the other realm. In the other dimension about doing the things of the world. The world and the earth is completely gone. But he's somewhere and we are in him. So the skies and the air and the clouds and air and what is in Christ. We are in Christ. We are stepping. Our bodies, which are tabernacling him, are here on earth, touching this world that is not cleansed. And it's gonna be cleansed. We are touching on it, but we are not in it. Really, who we are not in it. We are in Christ. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus is your possession in Christ. You are finger, you are something. He's not talking about this body. This body is quickened. Yes, this body is quickened. Yes, to be subject. And there's maybe one time I'll come to that. Change. We talk about the change of the body. Let me tell you, I have never seen anything like change of the body. The atoms. Because next thing is death to this body. It's death. This body must die. That. So what is it? What is the change? The change is the quickening. The quickening. Quickening is giving it life. It was dead in sin and do its desire things. Now those desires are killed. That does not mean it's not a body. It's still a body that you die. But the change of, there's no change of the atoms. We don't have a promise that these atoms will change. The skin and everything will remain that. The end of it is death in the grave. But now when, listen, now when, see this, when it's quickened, you can point to where you'll be buried and point to it. Grave, where is your power? I can't even stay there. Because the resurrection will come and you will resurrect. But now you wonder, what is the resurrection is that? I'm going very far. I'm sure not go that. Don't go that way. That's the general resurrection. And now that's another question that people ask. If that is means that is the resurrection that he's talking about, what about that everybody will resurrect? Even those people who don't have the quickening power. That's not resurrection. It's not to me, it's not resurrection. You are resurrected to go to the lake of fire to die. You're coming up from the ground and go to the fire to die. I'm resurrecting to eternal life. I'll never die. That's the difference. All right. Now we are digressing. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't even know where we were. And if I do that, I'm not going to leave this. Okay. But this is my point here is those three things happen as he decides before he comes here. Before he appears. Let's use the word that he appears before he appears. Okay, a shout. What is a shout? Okay. It's a message going forth. First, the living bread of bringing forth the bride. Bringing forth the bride. Now, that sounds like bring forth the bride. It's calling, it's bride, because that bread and the bride is the same. That word and the bride will be the same. So it's bringing, it's going to display him, okay, like that. Okay, now God has a way of doing things. And he never changes his policy. He never changes. He's the unchanging God. In Amos 3:7, what is Amos 3:7? That he does not do nothing until before he tells his prophet. So if there is that that's coming, if Jesus Christ, and one thing, Atom, listen, you young people, listen. That us and him is the same. He's a word. In the beginning was the word, and the word is the word. That us is that voice of God. That is the word. It's the same. Seventh seal is the coming of that word. The opening of the seventh seal is coming of that word. It's just the same thing. That us is the same thing. And I don't know whether I'm putting a lot of things here. I hope I'm not going to confuse anybody. But if you have a question, you can ask. Not that I know everything, but you can ask and I can maybe give you a quota or maybe we can discuss it. Don't worry, we can discuss it. We can discuss it. If they say anything, discuss, we can discuss it. And I was thinking about this. I don't know why I was thinking like that. Who can I teach doctrine? Who can I teach doctrine? That's what the prophet asked. I mean, the Bible asked. Who can this doctrine? This is, I mean, it's, I don't know whether it's doctrine, but it's a doctrine by the prophet. So like that. So the three things happen before he comes. Let's just put it like that. The three things happen before he comes. Now, God has a way of doing things. Now, what is 3 Amos 7? Three things happen before he comes. He's still talking about these three things. They happen before he comes. That's what he's saying. They happen before he comes. Why? Because he's doing something. In the second pool, in the second pool, in the first pool, before the third pool coming, before the opening of the word, before the opening of the seals, he's doing something. He's calling people. He's calling people. The words that are used very much in the Bible and by the prophet and amongst the believers is, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Now get to the word. The word is simple. Why don't you look at it like that? Praise God. The word is coming. Don't you remember the five virgins, the ten virgins, the wise and the unwise? What was he doing? He was telling people, be ready. He's coming. His brother said, he's coming. Be ready. The three things is that. He's calling people. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Be ready to listen to the word. Now he says like that. Now God has a way of doing things. And he never changes his policy. He never changes his. So now, before he comes, what is Amos 3:7? Because he does not do anything here on earth. Until he reveals it to the prophet. Is that? So he had to tell the prophet, I'm coming now. You are the one who is going to, do you remember in Ohio River? As John the Baptist forerun the first coming of the Lord, you are going to forerun. You are the one who is going to forerun the second coming of the Lord. So I'm telling you, I'm coming. Your work is to forerun that word. And Brother John led that quote there. That's a very good quote. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's why Brother Don, I connect that, Brother Don, that he's also millennium in the word. The word is also, in him, there's millennium. In him, there's millennium. But you remember when he talked about the seventh seal, when he talked about the seventh seal, he said the seventh seal is the ushering in, is even the ushering in of the millennium. So he's coming to get the bride is actually ushering in the millennium. Because in him, when he comes, the bride gets into a spiritual millennium. Do you understand that? So Rebecca is looking at me like, What are you talking about? Yeah, you see, millennium is just a rest. It's a rest, you know, it's a rest. So, ushering us in the millennium, when the bride gets into Christ, we get into a rest, brothers. We get into a rest. See that? Now, when you get into that rest, Christ, by his coming, which is the seventh seal, has ushered in the millennium. Am I complicated? I don't want to complicate. I'm trying to be. I hope I'm not. I hope I'm not confusing anybody. Yes, by getting us. Now he's in us. Me and him have become one. If that be the case, me and him have become one and he's in me, then millennium is in me. I have a rest. What kind of a rest? Nobody can say, death. What is death? Death is sin, is that right? Death is brought by sin. It doesn't have a sting on me. Death, where is your sting? I cannot die. I have him that is eternal. I have not sin. It has been revealed by him when he came that I am not even a sin. I've never sinned. That is what is called true justification. I've never sinned. It's never counted on me. There's no way for me to go to hell whatsoever. And for me to go to hell is like God himself going to hell. I cannot go to hell. Amen. It's a rest. Son, daughter, rest. Rest now. I've come. I've gotten what I wanted. All that I bought with my blood is here now. I've gotten it. I've done what I intended to do. Now it's here. It's done. It's finished. That's quite a millennium, eh? I was just listening to that quote. It's a great quote. It's a great quote that I love so much, Brother Don. And it's true. It's exactly the truth. That he was to forerun that word. That when it comes, the millennium and everything will be in us. Let me tell you something. When I finish this, I don't mind very much. But let me tell you something. Where else would I go? What other stage is there? After being after Christ, what is better? Let me ask that question. That what is better? When you get into Christ, it's finished. That's the perfection. Amen. That's the best of the best for you. The body can drop any time; it doesn't matter. But you have eternity in you. You have that God in you. You become that, and nothing better can be. You'll be moving from one place to the other, no problem. You'll be moving from rapture that's being caught up with him. Then you go to the millennium. Then you go to the. But when he will never leave you. You are done. Everything about what about the earth? The earth suffer. The world is suffering. The world is separated with God from God completely. It's gone. And the only people that are here with him is only one group, that is the bride. Another group that is there is 144,000. The people that are living. The living people is only two groups. That is 144,000. And then the bride. And if you have a question, please write it down, mark it down. Even if you're in your computer or in your iPad, just let me know what maybe I'm saying that you don't understand. Or maybe you have another quote that says something and we can combine, you can look at both of them and see exactly what they're saying. Okay. Where am I now? Now he says that he had to tell the prophet that he is coming. And the prophet had to cry, come out of my people. He's coming. Come out of my people. Trim your lamps. Be ready. Come out of my people. And when he comes, get into him. Like John, when he was introducing Jesus Christ, remember, he said, behold, the Lamb of God has taken away the sins of the world. Come, he's coming, be ready. And when he comes, he'll be there, telling you, this is the one that was telling you that he'll come. And John said, I'm not even worthy to open, to tie the strings of his shoes. Now, he's come, he's here now. And he's going to say, I'm going to read the quote there, I just stayed there to make sure that he's the one. Just like John stayed there and was saying, he's a minister now. And when he came, he stayed there and he realized that he's here now. He stayed there waiting until he was so sure, until he declared after the sign. He had a sign also. He said, he's here now. I was telling you to come out of your denominations. I was telling you to come out of there. Now get in him. I was telling you to come out so that you get in him now. He's come. That's why I was telling three miyarams. There was a bride. There was a bride, and the bride was ready, and the bride had the lamb, had the oil, and therefore he came and they went in the wedding. That's exactly right. Now let's go down there. But he promised the last days according to Malachi 4. We said in the last days according to Malachi 4 that there would be a return again, a prophet in the land. That's the, so Malachi 4 always remember Malachi 4 when he talks about Malachi 4, and this has been something that. Malachi 4 looks like it's there and after the seals. Looks like that. See that? And that's true. Don't get confused. It's just the same thing. God does not confuse himself. He's here and he's here. Why? It is the third pool and the first pool. Now, it was in one man. It comes over here and that one man, just like you are, You are also. He's also getting into you. He's in him as he's pouring himself to you. That Malachi 4, that one man is still here. I think you can see that. Even after the seals, he was still here until 1965. And for those 3.5 years or sometimes like that, I don't know how long it was. Since the seals were opened, he was here. And at one time he said, I don't even baptize children. Dedication. I don't even dedicate children because I don't have time. I've dedicated myself to this particular message because it is work. And 1965, I think 1965, things were coming until he said, God, what are you doing with me in this desert? Because these things are coming so fast, I cannot even, bear or something. I cannot even kind of handle it. It's so bad, it's so much. It's coming so much. It was coming so fast. He was just about to go. And when he comes, he's pouring it. He's pouring it. He's that as speaking and he's pouring it to the brain. Pouring it to the brain. That was his work. Malachi 4. All right. He said in the book called Anointed One, he said, I was only a voice. He took my voice. It's not me. It's not Brother Branham that is born by Branham and Eric Branham. He's not that man again now. He took it. I don't even speak. He said, I don't even speak what I want to speak. He comes and speaks it. Those that does are pouring to the bride. All right. First thing that comes when he starts descending from heaven, there's a shout. Is it a message? You see, when he's descending from heaven, a message to get the people together. To get the people together to the purpose of the message. A message comes forth first. Now, lamp trimming time. You see what he's talking about? Paragraph 141. Lamp trimming time. What was that? Get ready, he's coming. Is that right? You remember about the foolish virgin? They were told, get ready. They had trim your lamp is getting ready. Come out of her. Is that? Come out of her. Praise be to God. Come out of her. Give right. Denomination is. Did you know, brother? Let me tell you. And I've been telling my children, brothers, you follow the prophet. I'm gonna close. Don't worry about that. Okay, but I'm still some few minutes. Look at the prophet, brother. Don't fool around with the denomination and denominationalism. Don't fool around with it. And you, let me tell you something. You cannot even defeat it. You don't think that you're gonna go there and be a good writer or whatever. Don't fool about with it. You look at the prophet, brother. He fought those spirits of the denominations until he was cast out. Don't think that you're too strong. I can be God to this. I can go to... Don't! It's dangerous. You remember that guy, I think he's the one that the brother Don was talking about. I don't remember. But he talked about a girl, but I don't know whether he's the one. He was a dancer. And the prophet prayed for him, for her. And he thought, now when he's passing by, I can get in here and try to tell these people of what I've now got preaching. And he was sincere. I think she was sincere. She was going to try to talk to them. By the time he got herself there, he found himself twisting and running. You can fight those. You cannot defeat them. Just be. Don't fool about with it. Don't fool around with it. And you know, spirits have shapes. Because when the prophet prayed for that, it came out like a bird. And it come, it almost hit the prophet and fell on the bed. That spirit. You remember that, Brother Don? That's what he did. That's what he did. The spirit was a spirit. Those spirits are there. Don't fool around with them. Make sure, even when you are huddling non-believers, those denominational spirits, make sure that you know where you stand. No. You can. It's very easy to slide and think they are also right. They are not. The prophet said this. Look here. They were gathered. They are gathered. Like chaff is gathered to be burned. The prophet said they are not going to be burned when they are gathered. The gathering of the gathering of the bride happened. And the gathering of the... chaff, is it the things that, like grass, when you get the corn, what is that? Chaff or something. Stalk or something. The whole stalk. He's done with it. He's taking it. So what is going to happen? He'll gather the stalk. He'll gather all that. That's what the denominations. That's the world kinds of churches. He'll gather all that together. And where they're gathered together, the rapture will not happen. That is what he said. The rapture will not happen first. No. He didn't say that. That's wrong. I'm sorry, brother. He said, the chaff will be gathered together and later to be burned. But they will not be burned first. He'll turn around from gathering. Like that all is gathered. Then he'll turn around and he'll take the bride. And the bride, you'll be taken to Christ. They are in Christ now. Then this, the chaff, who still remain here, has no life, has no hope of having life. And they have no time that they are eternally separated with God. But they are here and they will be burned. But they're here, and God has not burned them, but they are gathered together in the bound. bound together here. Exactly. They are bound together and waiting to be. No. Is there a chance that they got? No. They are judged. They are done. It's finished. Amen. There's no way for them doing nothing. Maybe the individual there who can come. No, yeah, I agree with that. Maybe he's a seed. I don't know. But those denominations are bundled together and waiting for burning. But at the same time, when that is happening and he's not burned them yet, he turns around and takes the bride to himself. They take their possession. They're taken in the heavenly places. They are raptured. Okay, 3 minutes. Time. I think we can just go there and see these things. 142. See these things, my dear brother, sister. He says he can die. He's trying to emphasize how serious these things are. He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth that those things are going to happen before he comes. Now, I just put the one there. I don't know who I put it. I just put it the last when I was just about to come and. Just before I put the other scripture there, watch the shout. I just wanted to show that the shout and the voice over here are the same. Are the same thing at his coming. They're the same thing. Voice and he says that. They are all sounds. The voice, the shout. They're just the same thing. What is it? It's ram trimming time. It's ram trimming time. Come out of her. Get ready. He's coming. He's coming. Get ready. By what? By the body of Malachi 4, which he came in. And he opened the seals. After the opening of the seals, he started now talking. All right, now, Jesus said, when the Son of Man, the heading there is, I don't know where I can read that. Can we just cover that? Okay, let me read the one that, just the smaller one here, and then I finish. Mm-hmm. The book called the cut out one, that's a big one. So but you can read this. This is very, very, very good. This is very, very good. he talks about being in heaven like that. But in the loving kindness, he says in the paragraph 42. When you see the revivals and things going on like is going now, just remember destruction. Just remember the destruction. I'm down there. I didn't read this one, Brother Don. The called out one is a big one. It's very good. Can I read it? Can I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you're gonna. All right. Jesus said, when the Son of Man is revealed from heaven. Now see, he's come. All those three things happen when he's descending. Okay. Okay. They are revealed from heaven. Let me closely say this, that the Son of Man is now being revealed. That is 1959, 1958, if you look at that. Will it come after a while, Brother Branham? He says, it is now, 1958. Now, it is now. And I hope I won't have to make this personal of this one meeting, but that your spirit within you, that's given you by God, can read what I'm talking about. The Son of Man has already come from glory and is revealing himself for the past few years to his church in Mercy. The seals were not revealed yet. Seals were not revealed yet. The Revelation 10:1 has not happened yet. Okay. In Mercy. Showing them his great presence. Doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth. Revealing himself like he did to Abraham before the destruction. He has come now in mercy. He's come now in mercy, revealing himself to the church. He's being laughed at and scoffed at. The next time he reveals himself, so there's another revelation. He reveals himself to the church. He's being, okay, it will be judgment on the world and the nations that forgot God and sinned their way of grace. What is that? The prophet says that the Dabipur will be preaching to the Tartarost. People who are in judgment and they cannot get saved. Like Noah, he gives the example of Noah. When the doors are closed, they cannot even get in, and it is stayed there. It stayed there, it's not doing nothing. The rain is not coming. He says it's being preached to the Tartarost. They are here or not, they are battered. You understand that? They are bad, but they cannot, they're done. God has done with them. He cannot. They can hear this, and it doesn't click. No, nothing. It's nothing to them. They are judged. This message of the Ladipo is preaching to the Tartarost. It's being robbed. Okay, their day of grace. They have. They have sinned their way of grace. Their day of grace, rather, away. Because they have forgotten God. And they are doing the same thing that they did to the angel of the Lord back there, mocking and making fun of it. But he's here now in mercy. Okay. That is when the prophet used to do this. He could do this with his coat. Like this. He does this coat and pats around and he says, if Jesus Christ was here in this coat, wouldn't he do like he did? And he turns around. That was the second pool. And he read the minds of the people, minds of the people like that. That was the second pool. Now you can see the relationship between the third pool and second pool. Okay. Yeah. He will come in judgment upon the nations. He will come the judgment upon the nations. And while he's being revealed in mercy, oh, hurry, ye hither, run quickly, children. Get away from this man-made Babylon, the theological wars of unbelief, and cold formalism. Run away from man-made theology. He's telling you, come out of them. That's the message, come out of them. Okay, because he's coming. Get ready. Trim your arms. Get out in the middle of the field in God's grace and then scream for mercy for his blood, for his own son that gives the mercy to us. Get away from this old world of doubt. Get away from your superstitions. Accept God's message of mercy and his message of deliverance and flee to the middle of the grace and there scream, oh Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me. For the wars of this man-made doctrine is going to crumble. Is going to be battled together and taken to the sea, to the lake of fire, and perish with the unbelieving world. For they that believe not perished with those who believed not. The world of unbelief perished with those who believed not. But righteous Lot was taken out, and so was Noah. Think of it while we pray just a minute. Now, men and women, as a servant of the Most High God, and as your brother tonight, I plead with you to come away from every war that you've been studying by. Come out of your denominations of unbelief. Of skeptics that says, well, maybe it's my reading. It's not my reading. It's God in one man. Okay. What if Abraham would have thought that? Because it's the same thing when he comes down there. Let me just ask this one now of the Veruca to Jesus. And so that I show you. That one was just trying to show you that he was revealing himself. That was when he says that he's coming from heaven, he does those three things. He's revealing himself from heaven. God is revealing himself from heaven in the second pool. Now, let's come to the second pool now and see just this quote. Let's read this quote and finish now. It's 36, it's a bit late, but I'll take about three, 4 minutes. Okay. Now, there's my wife, and we are both before, that's a book called Look Away to Jesus, 1963. Now, there's my wife, and we are both before God, but before the doctors had could even touch her body on the road coming to her like that, something happened, the tumor left. And they couldn't. He said, I believe you remember, he's giving a story about Brother Branham's wife when he was healed of the tumor. You know, he spoke it. You know, he spoke it. And this is, he says five things. See, five things. He says, I don't remember them all, but okay, you know them about squills, about tumor, about hearty, about that fish. You know all that. About the storm. You know all that. There are five things. And he says, that's the number of grace. And he says, that was the second pool. He says, that was the second pool. But when he comes to the Sister Hattie, he says, Sister Hattie, that was the first time that pool, in another quote, that pool happened to a human being. And this is the first time that is happening to his house. It's happening to his house, to a human being, but to his house. You see that? And he's calling it the third pool. So you can see him going to the second pool, third pool, second pool, third pool, and sometimes it's confusing. But now you can understand how it is. It is the second pool. It is the second pool, yes, but actually it is the third pool. Nobody can create. When he spoke those schools, it's only the third pool can do it. That is God. God can speak. And what is the third pool? The third pool is the ladders. What is the ladders? It's the voice of God. So it's actually the voice of God which created those schools. But using the mouth of Brother Branham. All right. Okay, now, this wife, okay, where am I coming to? Okay, you remember his, I believe that was, well, that wasn't it, sweetheart. I want to reassure you, Miss Branham. Is that right? The way I said it? That's right. That tumor isn't there. You don't have any tumor. What was it? Just exactly according to the word of the Lord. Amen. That's the fifth time. See, that is the fifth time. Five is the number of grace. Number of faith too, you see. That is the fifth time. There's no more doubt in my mind. I know that third pool. He's calling that third pool. The healing of the tumor is calling it third pool. But that was the second pool. That was during the second pool. And second pool did not end until 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, 1963. I think 28th of 1963. He said, that is the end. He marks it, that's the end, now we are getting to. So all this time is the third pool, is the second pool. But he's calling that third pool. Hearing of that tumor is that pool. If you have any question, I would lead it off to talk. I know that it doesn't, there's no more doubt in my mind. I know that what the third pool is. And I know what it does. Now be reverent, just keep quiet. The hour will soon arrive. Where God is going to do some great things for us. That is that for now. Now, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, I had seen it. The prophet says, I had seen it. I had seen it upon other people. But when it came to my own precious wife, it was in my home. That for now was in my home. Okay, that was them. Then, Lord, I looked at it with my own eyes, felt it with my own hands. And 16 years before that, it was also, Lord, known and revealed by you. When anything is spoken, it must be done. You are showing me, Lord, when that, my confidence in what you had done for the people. And would let me know so I could help them. You brought it to pass in my own home. That was the first pool. And now the third pool confirmed the first pool. How is the third pool confirming the first pool? The first pool was healing. So healing the tumor was actually the first pool. But actually, this third pool now, talking it out, was confirming the third pool. That was confirming the first pool. So now we can say the first pool was right, the second pool was right, and now here is the third pool, we're in the third pool. All confirmed and adjudicated. I hope I didn't confuse nobody. I hope it's easy. I hope it is smooth. I don't know. But, if you have any question, let's talk. And I'm going to go on with something like that. I don't know. I'm going to go with the same idea for the next two services. And before we can go back to this, we are not in a hurry. We can go back to this again. Maybe if God gives me a way to bring it in a simpler way or something, I don't know. But we need to understand. Those are the things that the devil comes and tells you, this is not true, because this does not go with this. You know, like 17, I think I had not put that scripture there, or I didn't see it now. You know that scripture that says, people, I mean, I don't see any, I mean, sometimes you're not able to put it in the right place. He says, Malachi 4, or something like that. And they say, and all these prophecies, and he says, and he says, Hebrews 13:8, and he says, and Luke 17, that, you know, all that. And it confuses people because it seems like he's bringing all that to the third pool. And it's in the third pool. That's true. But you know what it was? That was one man. And he's the one who brought the third pool also. He said, before that third pool, which is Revelation 10:1, come down, that is that is Christ coming down, he said something. He said, this angel must be here. You see that? This angel must be here on earth. So he's the one who's going to take it and take it to people. That is Malachi 4. That is Luke 17:30. Luke 17:30 was actually Abraham when he came. And look here. When Abraham was read his... When Abraham... When God read the minds of Sarah. Listen. That was not that pool. That was the second pool. It was God in one man. One man that had created himself a body. That's one man. What was the third pool? The third pool was the son, coming of the son, because he promised at this time, your wife will have the waiting son, the promised son will come. And the promised son is Jesus Christ in us. The promised son, we are pregnant and we are bearing Jesus Christ. We are bearing children to Jesus Christ. The promised son that was promised that we could bear. We will live a life that is like Jesus. God bless you, Brother Don. Identification. We will identify ourselves. We will stand here on earth and we will be Christ standing here on earth. The promised son. It will be Jesus Christ again on earth. That is that pool. But that, speaking, leading the minds of Sarah, that was the second pool. But that was God. That was real God. Who is this? Now this is God in many membered body. This is God in the third pool, many membered body. Every one of that of us, you here at home, walking your dogs here, going around, that is Christ walking his dogs around here. That's dog. And when they see you with those clothes, you look at other women. Other women are not Christ. They are tight clothes and they are completely different. Yeah. Your grace, your walk, your talk is Christ walking around here. Wherever you are, Brother Don, building and things like that, is Christ, is the promised son. Is the promised son. It's not the second pool. It's the third pool. It's the third pool in you. Identifying Christ here. Christ is here in many men, but body called the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for bringing us that. And Lord, sometimes it looks like amazing. Sometimes you're not able exactly to extricate, to get out of it, Lord. But let the people see, let the people further understand, Lord God, that what you're doing, Lord. And let us place each thing, Lord, where it belongs. Because when we don't that, then we print a picture of a cow eating a grass from the tree, Lord, and we don't want that. The bride will not accept that. The bride can only accept a true picture that you can draw for her, Lord. And we know it, Lord. We know it. We followed you. We know it, Lord. And we know what you've done in us. The prophet said, Lord, that they were doubting whether there's the Holy Ghost. And he told them, you're coming late. If you come a few years ago, I would have doubted. But now you're coming late. You are come when he's already done it. When he's already got into me, and I'm me and him are one. You cannot now tell me it cannot happen, because it's happened. Lord, it's the same case with us, Lord. We know where we stand. We know where your bride stands, Lord. And we're so happy about that, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord. Meet the needs of the people. Bless the people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. You want to? It's done? Okay, it's done. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I always take much of your time.